This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Front month soybeans began Monday with a price of $12.14 before seeing losses of 70 cents to close at $11.55 and a quarter. In addition to continuing conflict in the Middle East and shipping issues in the Strait of Hormuz, comments from President Donald Trump brought negative price movement to the soybean complex. We will hear more from Greg McBride of Allendale next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
President Donald Trump was scheduled to visit with the president of China, Xi Jinping, at the end of March, but Trump indicated that the meeting could be delayed.
Right before the grain open, we had a couple of headlines that really hit the beans and the grains in general pretty hard. The first was that President Trump had said that he could delay the summit with China's President Xi. That came through a conversation with Financial Times.
That is commodity broker Greg McBride of Allendale, who says that additional comments about Chinese ag purchases of U.S. commodities also were negative for the soybean marketplace.
Through conversations with Secretary Bessent and his counterpart from China meeting in Paris, saying that China was open to buying more ag products. And those ag products that they were talking about specifically were pork, beef, and non-soybean row crops. So that designation of non-soybean row crops really got the soybean market running scared. We dropped about 20 cents on the open. It kind of set back, started to calm down a little bit, and then ratcheted up overnight.
These latest developments also bring into question rumored additional purchases of U.S. soybeans by China, says McBride. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.